and then we didn't want a situation where someone was going to accuse us, quote unquote, the usual witch hunting.
After we, the finance minister, we don't launch this report and put them to the public. One person we've been talking about the legal procedure, them na the constitution. But how the auditor general for pull in reports them na do? Na the leader of government business na parliament, Honorable Sidi Tunis, we tell Radio Democracy say, na parliament first forget any reports. Where the auditor general do?
The special audit we don't happen so. The constitution made provision for them in section 1197 of the constitution. The law is very, very clear that once you don't do that kind of audit day, then they bring a can in parliament. Then they come through the office of the clerk with the can lay them. And once we don't lay them, then we they now commit them to the public accounts committee. Public accounts committee will go through the report and then come out with suggestions them, with recommendations them. Because let us not forget, say, audit report of any kind of opinion, not just an opinion or professionalism.
After this issue where the leader of government business, Honorable Sidi Tunis, being raised for the procedure them, where the auditor general for use for pulling reports now do. This be make Tuesday, April 9 this year. The auditor general been go with the reports now parliament. This make the deputy speaker na parliament, Honorable Sengepo Solomon Thomas, be warn the auditor general say anytime he do audit na any government sector, if we make sure say parliament get the report first before he go to the public.
I will first and foremost start by issuing a warning to the auditor general so that in the future, when she prepares a report, she should ensure that that report is submitted to parliament and not to the minister of finance. Ensure that it is submitted to parliament and not to the Minister of Finance. It is not the business of the Minister of Finance to receive the Auditor General's report. That's all the more reason why we are having this kind of complication today. The law is the law. It is either wholly kept or wholly sacrificed. I don't want MDAs to take advantage of our internal, sometimes we quarrel here and there and so on, but that is for Parliament.
Honorable Sengepo Thomas been same way so send strong message to government, ministry, department and agency them for pull and pa this report, so take parliament done for do them work.
I'm warning every MDA in the Republic of Sierra Leone to keep off this report. If you obstruct the work of parliament, then you'll be held in contempt. And we intend pursuing that to the utmost conclusion. Like I said, we must be a nation of laws. Otherwise, we'll just jump into lawlessness. If anybody can get hold of any document and begin to run commentaries on them, then I think we'll be in a very serious problem. I've spoken to the commissioner for the Anti-Corruption Commission to stay put until we would have looked into this particular report and arrive at conclusions. That's our job. Allow us to do our job.
Honorable Lahai Mara, now the deputy chairman for the Public Accounts Committee in Parliament, it be make him clear one say, this special audit report, not a public document yet, so take Parliament done for look inside the report.
And section 119 of the Constitution of Sierra Leone, subsection 4, clearly state that this auditor general submit a report, not to the Minister of Finance, that the auditor general submit a report to Parliament. Therefore, submitting that report to the Ministry of Finance and the Ministry of Finance launching the report, Mr. Speaker, they are in breach of procedure, section 119, subsection 4 of the Constitution of Sierra Leone. So, Mr. Speaker, we rely on your authority to protect the House. Mr. Speaker, laying the report here today, I want to state this clearly. Does not in any way, Mr. Speaker, make it a public document. Not yet, because the report is still in process. After laying it here, Parliament will take a decision and submit it to the Public Account Committee for further deliberation, Mr. Speaker. Therefore, it is not yet a public document until the report of the Public Account Committee is being tabled. Then you can compare the Auditor General's report with that of the Public Account Committee report.
Now, where this report song on a parliament, the Public Accounts Committee go look inside the report and advise government on the recommendation them where they inside the special audit report. For Radio Democracy, Mina Khadija Bangura.